Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I know that's right. Go ahead, Mr. B. Mr. P., you better teach. Wow, that man is deep. When I grow up, I want to be like him. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the house of love, the house of transformation, the house of healing, the house of truth, the house of reflection. This is the place where we get to reflect to you, reflect back to you who you are. We get to echo the voice of your consciousness, because there's nothing that we are sharing, we, all of us, that's right, there's nothing that we're sharing that you don't know already. So we're simply a stand for remembrance, a stand for transformation, a stand to fall in love with yourself in a whole new way, with all your mess, with all your shift, everything that you're going through and growing through, all the stuff you can't stand, the good, the bad, I can't even talk about it. We are creating the space for you to love it all and be a place and a space for love to express itself just as you are. No excuses, no stories, no qualifications, nothing. Just show up as love. You can do it. You just simply have to remember who you are. And when you remember who you are, woo-wee, watch out, world. Carly Jackson, get us excited. Come on, excite us.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
When you know that, your presence, your actions is nothing short of transformative. You get to transform yourself and others. You get to go beyond the me consciousness to the we consciousness. And the we consciousness is the sacred yes. The sacred yes is, yes, I am life. Yes, I am here for life. Yes, I show up for life. Yes, I am God. Yes, I show up for God. Yes, I am here to be a freelance agent for God. I know we all have different meanings of what God is. Some people don't even like the word. They want to debate it's a German word. It really doesn't matter, because if your hips is having a hell challenge, you ain't going to be debating the meaning of God. You're just going to pray to something or just wish you get whole. So that's what I want to connect with, the part of you that always call for healing, the part of you that always know the truth, the part of you that always sees the best in humanity. Because when we make a choice, it is a choice, to see the best in humanity, we are inspired to take different actions. We are inspired to go beyond the five senses and know that there is so much more. Even if we look around and it doesn't seem like the answer is present, because we know that there is an answer, we can be the space and the place for the answer to be revealed. That's when you surrender rather than being willful. That's when you say, okay, I'm in pain, you're in pain, this ain't working, there's a different answer. What can we do differently? What can we do differently? So this month, the theme is transformative actions. Just before the show, I keep hearing transformative living. I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know. We're not going to change it. I refuse. Well, no, I don't. If I'm told to change it, I sure will. Because I know his actions, but I keep hearing transformative living. I don't know why. But anyway, living, you know, when you take action, you can't help but live a transformed life. Because your action would inspire you. So whichever way you see it, feel it, embrace it, transformative living, transformative action, it's all going to lead you to the same destination. The path is love, and you are the agent of love. Now, I was saying earlier that we all have different meanings of what God is. Don't get caught up, even if you don't use that word. Even if you're mad at God, even if you're trying to get away from it, so you say the divine, relax. Substitute God with good. It's just a typo anyway. It's a typo. It's good. That's what they meant. Because God called it good. It's good. God said, I'm good. But then there's a typo. They call it God. And now we all say God. But it's all the same. Because we say God is good. Good is God. Because if God is good, that means good is God. So what I want you to do is to know that God is all there is. Woo! Life is good. Life is God. Good is life and good is God. Mickey Byers Beckwith, please rescue me before I lose control. As a matter of fact, I want to lose control. Mickey Byers Beckwith, God is all there is, no matter what is going on. And if you spend your time judging and criticizing, your wings will be so heavy you won't be able to fly. We'll be back.
My wings were heavy, I could not fly, haunted by dreams that were meant to come true. Love was there, I could not see it, so the voice of salvation came shining through you, and you said, God is all. God is all there will ever be. God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. In the sky of my mind was lightning and thunder. I never could trust it could finally be right. Truth in your eyes said, don't worry, don't wander. You sang me a song that had shattered the lie. And you said, God is all. Haunted by dreams that were meant to come true.
God is all there is. God is all there will ever be. You can just sit with that. Do you know that? Do you see that? Do you believe that? And even more importantly, do you know that? Do you know that God is all there is? In spite of what is being shown in the mainstream media, in spite of what's happening in your mainstream life, in spite of what you're moving through, growing through in your life, do you know that God is all there is? Now, if you think, well, what does that really look like? I'm not talking about, well, I'm going through my mess, but hopefully God will have mercy on me and help me move through what I'm moving through. No, I'm saying in the midst of what you're growing through, God is there, good is there, life is there, breath is there, spirit is there, your soul is there. It's all the same thing. So as long as you got breath in this physical body, that's important to qualify. In this physical body, you are in God, you are in good, you are in love. And thank God for the challenges. Thank God for the pain that we go through, because the pain, P-A-I-N, invites us to pay attention inward now. And when we pay attention inward now, we get to see, remember, recognize that God is all there is, that there is a power, that there's a presence, that through it all is carrying me. Vicky Bias Beckwith, God is all there is. Vicky Bias, VickyBB.com. It's her website where you can find out more about Vicky Bias Beckwith. You can also go to Agape, L-I-V-E, AgapeLive.com, the virtual home of her and her husband, her beloved Michael Bernard Beckwith. God is all there is. Even while the bombs are dropping, God is all there is. Even while someone is being raped or abused, God is all there is. It seems like the opposite end of the spectrum, but in the midst of that, God is there. Now, that's maybe a deep thought. Because those who are performing, and even in our own lives, when we buy into old stories, when we buy into the old stories, those who are committing that kind of act, dropping bombs, raping, abuse, violent attack. They're simply on the other end of the spectrum, but it's all one. That's why we remind ourselves to do the spiritual work so that we can be in love, be in truth. A dense vibration will be expressed. Higher vibrations will be expressed. And when the energy is dense, this feeling like I'm separated, I'm right, you're wrong, this is the only way, I'm bored, my life means nothing, I'm going to find something to do. And as a teenager, you want to speed up the vibration, the energy of your body. You want to set yourself on fire because it's a challenge. A five-year-old would tell you that's stupid. But a teenager who hasn't been reminded of his power, of how beautiful she is and her power. Let's not get it twisted. Let's understand it's the same thing. We seek some kind of thrill to connect with that presence and power, to do all kind of challenges. Then as an adult, you look at it and say, why? Don't ask why. Ask what. How can I serve? What can I do? What do I need to say? What do I need to offer to the world? What is my gift? And then go about it. Let me go about welcoming you to this house as I stumble over my own words. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in life. In life? Okay, good. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when you change with the change, when you have deep awareness to recognize that your life is changing and you've just been given a gift of change, you can't help but make a difference. Just your presence. You show up and things change. You show up and you create a transformative experience. It's like a light bulb. So dark, when you turn it on, it's like, oh, I can see now. When you change with the change, you become a light bulb for humanity. Thank you for tuning in, each and every one of you. It's nice to see you. I'm grateful for you, for your presence. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. Ade Anifowishi, the naughty professor, the metaphysical rebel, the soul whisperer. Life is good, it's getting better. Are you part of the goodness? Of course you are. There's so much to say, there's so much to share. Let me bring on Celeste. And actually, before I do that, I want to welcome all of you that are listening. Lori is in the house. We have a regular listener. I'm just going to call them out because they've been listening regularly now, and I'm thinking, who is that? Sometimes I want to just go and find out. I'll just bring them live, but I won't do that. It's a Chicago area code. Whoever you are, wherever you are, however you're being, thank you for being here. Tonya's in the house. Mariana, Crystal Clear is in the house. Electra is in the house. Jackie is in the house. Who else is in the house? Silent listeners disguised as guests. Those of you we can see, thank you for being here. Those we can't see, those of you listening on the archive, thank you. And 1-2 listeners, those of you hear me on 1-2 Radio and then you want to check me out at home, because this kind of feels like home. 1-2 Radio is home too. Somehow I always feel like I'm going on a speaking engagement and a road trip. So that brings up all kind of other stuff. And but anyway, it's a good time to bring on Celeste. Hey, Celeste, how are you?
I feel
good.
What
are you doing over there? I see, I hear, I feel.
Laughing at you. Hey, you, happy moon day. Got to stop hating on Monday. It belongs to the moon, the grandmother moon. And Cleo just meowed. Yeah, I'm feeling great, Life Coach, today. And I'm really excited to do transformative actions, because, change your story, change your life. I'm so
yes,
serious.
Indeed.
And a big thank you to you as well. You've been walking with me for so long. I'm getting all nostalgic, and I get stronger every year, and I love all of our listeners. You want to change your family? Here's a tip. Hook them up with Life Coach today.
Oh, wow.
If the two of you, I don't care who it is, just pick one family member and just be like, oh, my gosh, you got to listen to this guy. He's a trap, right? Tell your friends, and then you get to apply the lessons together. It was National Siblings Day or Sister Day yesterday, and Lori
but
is
you know,
my...
I wanted to give a love out to your sister, but I just want to say, you know, if you bring a family member, as you say, change. At first, I thought you meant change as in find a new family member, but then I realized you're talking about, you know. But I get it. But, you know, if you have them listen to me, I was going to say something else, so I'll say both. If you have them listen to me, they might say, we knew it. We knew we'd been listening to some crazy folk. some guy. I don't be hearing what he be saying. You know, that's why. Because I know my sister, my brother ain't like that. It's that madman he's listening to. So, you know, you got to warn people. Or the other thing is, or the other thing that could happen is like, that's kind of different. He sounds a bit like my minister, but he's saying something else. I might have to check him out a little. Sean, that man you told me to listen to, he said, that's right. I didn't even think about that name. But he said, is he quoting the Bible? Is he quoting Jesus? And then you go, life coach today loves all religion. He's the lover of life. Oh, all right.
There you go. Or they'll say to you, and my sister friend said, and she said it on the air, so I know she doesn't mind, sweet tea, Tanya. Yeah. Why he laughs so much? Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I just think about that, and I bust out laughing. But sweet tea, Tanya from D.C. is always in the house. And it's a trip when she kicks back to you what you said on your show or my show. It's such a gift. But I'm so serious. You want to see some shifts in your family? Turn them on to LifeConversationsRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, I know, right? I just make you room for this love, for truth, for peace, for beauty. It's a beautiful thing. That's right. When you make room for beauty, you find that you're beautiful. And, yeah, so we got a lot to cover, grow through, and go through today. And I really don't even know what we're doing. Yeah, we have questions. Oh, yeah, we got to do announcements, right? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're going to do announcements. And may I please tell you that the feel-good movie of the year, there is one painful part, but I'm telling you that Get On Up, James Brown was off the chain, Life Coach Today. You're going to be working on your moves when you get finished watching that movie. I'm serious.
I taught James Brown that move. What are you talking about? All those moves, I taught him that. Girl, please. That was when I was in the spirit realm. Don't get it twisted. When I was in the spirit realm, I inspired him.
You showed him how to shake his bum-bum?
I showed him how to shake his bum-bum.
All right. You better go ahead and do the announcements. Let me get some water.
Shake your bum bum. All right, Celeste. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show where anything can happen. But you know what? Underneath all that, the intent, the focus, the vision, the goal, the desire, the focus is love. To inspire you to relax, to chillax, to just allow yourself to smile a little and to remind yourself that there's always something to laugh about, always something. Let's take a quick break. We're going to do announcements and then we'll come back and continue the conversation today. The theme is sacred activism. The theme for the month is transformative actions. And you, each and every one of you, have been called forth on this planet as transformation agents. And even if you're not feeling like that right now, know that what you're going through and growing through is preparing you to step out into the world and say, how you like me now?
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. It's Celeste here, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach A Day, right here every Monday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach A Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you are dealing with, Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting we want to make sure we get to you. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the spiritual weather report of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach A Day, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of August is Transformative Actions. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Make sure you join Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnston for Living in the Yes at 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday nights. Then, Ambassa Safira has the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day on the last Wednesday of the month. You have more places to listen to Life Coach A Day. You can catch Life Coach A Day every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com for soul food for your consciousness. Get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach A Day. Be on the lookout for the postings for all these shows. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach A Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Gosh, you're so good. One day I'm going to grow up and be just as good as you. And when I grow up and I can do it now, I realize that I'm growed up. That's right, growed up already. I am like me. I am like you. I am like us. I am like we. I am the we that I see in the world. I'd just be making up shift. I don't know why I do that. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. I was going to say earlier when Celeste was talking about Tanya saying, well, why does he laugh so much? I can't even tell you. Now I can tell you, I see life. Life is fun and whatever, whatever. But I don't know. Actually, no, that's not true. From a human perspective, I can't tell you. What I do know is, because I really sense it, I feel it, I always feel I can almost see it. Actually, not almost, I do see it. It's like I feel like I have an ancestor who is just like old and ancient. And no matter what you bring to him, I feel his presence as masculine. No matter what you bring to him, so yeah, it's somebody, I don't know if it's my father, maybe it's irrelevant, but it's an ancestor. He just laughs it off because he just thinks it's not that deep. Because the times I listen to my show, I'm like, dude, what was so funny about that? Tell me. I'm like, I don't know, but it sounds funny when I laughed. And, I'm grateful that I can allow all my crazies to show up. you want to be a sacred activist, you have to allow your crazies to show up. Let's talk about today's topic. There's so much. I just feel open right now. Everything that I've planned, written down, I'm kind of feeling like, okay, just stay open and go where you are led. And the theme for the month, as we said earlier, is transformative actions. The theme, the topic, the title for today is sacred activism. Just look around. In a way, those of us in America, we're very privileged. But we're so privileged that we don't know we're privileged. We've just got so much. We've got so much to help us express ourselves and complain and bitch and moan that we don't even know we got it good. We've got choices of restaurants, choices of departmental stores. We there's choices. You got your Kindle, you got your tablet, you got your iPad, you got your laptop, you got your, Xfinity, you got your Uverse. I mean, choices. You call customer support, you're mad about, well, for the most part, nowadays customer support is something. But sometimes we complain about services and they give you a month for free and they want to keep you. Sometimes you have those who got issues, which they reflect your own issues And then when two issues meet together, oh, my God, there's a room for frustration and some, listen, I'm done. Cancel my service now. No, you came here to serve. You can never cancel your service. I digress. Because I'm saying this, that if we really come back to ourselves, if we, as I was saying to a friend a few days ago, if we really zoom, well, actually slightly different from what I said, we need to zoom out a little bit. Yeah, that's what it is. So that's what I said. Zoom out a little bit. Zoom out, zoom in. Camera reference. If you're on a camera, if you're using your camera phone, you know, you can zoom in on this subject so you can get a close-up. When you get a close-up of the subject, you cut out, eliminate anything else that's going on. So if you take a picture of somebody close up, and when the picture is taken, somebody else might look at that picture and say, "What? Why do they look so unhappy? Why do they look so mad?" Because you zoomed in on them, the person who is now viewing your picture doesn't get to see what was happening in the background. Maybe somebody was stepping on their toes. Maybe somebody was about to hit them. Maybe what looked like they looked unhappy was an expression of sadness, because what they were looking at was like, oh my God, is this really happening? Maybe somebody's fighting in the crowd. But when we zoom out, we get to see a bigger picture. We get to see, especially in the spiritual and the physical sense, we get to see what's going on. And no matter where we are in the world, no matter what is going on, we are all invited to zoom out. Now, sometimes it's hard to zoom out when you're hungry. It's hard to zoom out when you're in pain. It's hard to zoom out when grief has just got you. It's hard to zoom out when you're being abused, when you feel like your power is taken away, when you have to run for your life. But what we do know, there are people who have zoomed out, to use that reference, and they've been able to tell us the story. And their life becomes an inspiration. They remind us that no matter how dark it is, no matter how miserable it appears, no matter how challenging life is, you've got to zoom out and be of service. You've got to zoom out and ask the power and presence that is within you, that is around you, that is you, how can I be the light? What do I have to give? How can I contribute to all that's going on, especially those of us who live in the Western world? We're so individualistic. We're so, you know, just trying to protect ourselves. We're told to protect ourselves. And, you know, I can only take care of myself. I can't worry about nobody. Now, there's a paradox to that. There is a space where you've got to really focus on yourself, because you know you are interconnected with the other. That you need to be a strong link so that we can all, what's that phrase? We're only as strong as the weakest link. And the minute you see yourself separated from somebody else, the minute you say those over there, people, you know, whatever it is, people don't understand. I wish everybody would understand this truth. The minute you think you're the one that's on the pedestal, you understand life and others around you don't, you become the weakest link, because now you've separated yourself from the other. You've separated yourself from other people. You've separated yourself from the situation. Now, there is another separation that happens, which is more surrender on a spiritual perspective, where you don't allow yourself to get caught up in what you're seeing, tasting, and smelling, and experiencing, and hearing, with your physical senses, and what you feel is like, this is wrong. You zoom out, and you tap into your spiritual essence. And then you get to see differently. And the truth is, we are all being invited, forced, if you will, lovingly. Love doesn't force. but it just, I'm speaking to the logical mind right now. Love accepts. Love unifies. Love frees. So sometimes when we make a conscious choice to love, to be loving, to go deeper, when we make the choice to love, we feel like, oh, I'm doing this because I want to practice love. So sometimes it could feel like we're being pushed to do something we don't want to do. But when you're clear about why you're doing what you're doing, you move on in spite of what your mind is telling you. You embrace your spiritual qualities. I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, activism and activist and sacred. But I want to tell you somebody who is truly a sacred activist. And he breaks it down in about a minute, just a little over a minute, what I'm going to try and express in about an hour and a half or so altogether. The show's 2 hours, but we have other things going. But yeah, okay, we'll say 2 hours. This amazing man just does it in such a profound way. And I want you to listen to this. We all have something to give. What are you going to give? Are you going to give love? Or are you going to give hate, judgment, or acceptance? Choose acceptance. When you do that, you can't help but serve. This is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on service. He is reminding us what the truth is. It's simple.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. This morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love. You can be
When your soul is powered, generated by love, you show up as a servant for humanity. You get to redefine the meaning of servant, as we generally look at it from the human perspective, as if someone has power over you. A true servant is powerful. A true servant is one who has made herself available. And when you make yourself available to serve, you will be one of the greats. Are you one of those? I challenge you to say the pain, the challenging experience that you're going through, the situations you're moving through, it's not just for you. It's to help you see what is true and then be an example for others. So you can stand for others when they're growing through it. We're here to serve. And when we are not fully serving, when we are not in integrity with why we are here, when we forget that individually we are all sacred activists, we are pained by what we see in the world. We feel like there's no point. The point, when you observe what's going on in the world and you want to give up, the point of it is pushing the best out of you. It's not the time to go in a cave and say, I give up, I can't do this. I can't do it, that is true, but the I am presence within you is the answer. Now, in human terms, an activist is someone who's advocating for something or even opposing the cause. You know, and they do it so vigorously. So usually it's around politics. It could be around different things. It could be around food, animal rights, human rights. And here's something that we don't often hear. However, there are teachers who will keep reminding us, and it's so simple that we miss it. If you know deep within you that you're an activist for truth, it is important to always check in, do your spiritual practice so that you don't burn out. I'm telling you what I know. When you burn out, you won't even know. Because I feel like you can't get out of bed. Sometimes it comes up across as depression. There's got to be a balance. Activism is defined the practice of using action to achieve a resolve. Okay. The practice of using action to achieve a result. Every day we wake up, we are taking action to achieve a certain kind of result. So if you say, not me, I ain't finna do that. I ain't an activist. Every day you wake up, for my folks in UK, I ain't fixing to do that. That's my southern, fake southern accent. I digress. Oh, yeah, maybe people in the north do. What did you say? Oh, it's his accent. No, I said, I ain't finna do that. Every time we wake up, we are taking action to achieve a certain result. I keep wanting to say resolve for some reason. So when you wake up, even now, you're waking up to a whole new way of being, because every day, every moment is a new opportunity to see yourself, to say good morning. Say, wow, a new day is dawning right now. What action are you taking and what result do you want to see? And not all the sacred activists are going to be in the news and magazines and the television. We need activists, sacred activists. It's important because as a sacred activist, you recognize even the person that your logical mind wants to keep away from you and say, that person, they suck. They're evil. They're this. I don't want nothing ever to do with them. You will know that they're part of the one consciousness. They're part of this pure consciousness, that they're an expression of life. So rather than we are on this side, the side of truth, the side of justice, and they're not. The minute you say somebody's not on the side of justice, stay with me now, we're zooming out and looking with spiritual eyes. And that's where we must always, always start from. If we really want to create actions that last, if we want to leave a legacy like the Mandelas, it's okay to celebrate them. It's okay to have a day dedicated to them, the Mother Teresa's. It's okay to share their quotes. It's okay to say how much they touch you when you watch a documentary about them. But what is needed is that you live a life where your life Your presence on this planet lives on years after you've gone. That people quote you. Can you imagine? There won't be 20, 50, 100 years from now. There won't be a Facebook. It may not even be 20 years. Who knows? Anything can happen. It may be tomorrow. What would you do if you wake up tomorrow morning and there's no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram? You can't link with your folks. You can't stumble upon others. What would you do? I don't say that to scare you. I say that to really, when we really look at it on a human level, we're not really in control of nothing. We say, oh, yeah, we know we ain't in control of you. Big Brother's watching. Yeah, I know that stuff. But do we? Maybe you do. Sometimes I forget. But is your life being lived in a way where people would say, my aunt, my uncle, my dad, my mom, my grandfather, my grandmother always told me, I didn't understand it, but now I do. Can you imagine someone starting a study group, a book club based on your life? Well, and the people that religion has been started after, you know, the Jesuses, the Buddhas, the Muhammads, all the enlightened beings that have walked this plane, that we've started religion, spiritual, Ernest Holmes. I mean, the list goes on. I can go on. Charles Fillmore. We start religions and spiritual center and temples. I doubt if that was their main goal. I doubt if they were saying, you know, I want, when I'm gone, I want a religion to be, I want people to start a religion after me. I want people to have a study group. No. They woke up every day knowing that every action they're taking is going to bring a certain resolve. Resolve? Okay. Okay, I give up. Resolve and a result. So the theme is transformative actions, and it's very simple. See, each and every one of us, we are light beings. We are energy beings. We are spiritual transformers. We are change agents. We are soldier of love. That's right. Woo! I'm rocking the shadow in my head, but I dare won't sing it right now. I'm a soldier of love. What does that mean? I want to share this with you. Let me see. I keep hearing I was going to need to share it. I should have opened up to the page. But no, I shouldn't have done nothing. This is what needs to be done. So, Reverend Deborah Johnson, Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, she has a show on Life Conversations Radio every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And she's walking us through the spiritual practices, not spiritual practices, spiritual qualities. So she's dealt with truth, release, power, and love. Love was last week, right, Celeste, is that correct? I mean, then, yeah, well, it doesn't matter, but no, I think last week was, no, that, well, okay, let me bring you on, because I want to, was it last week? Ooh-wee. Last week, right? Love was last week.
Love was last week. I don't, you said power, right?
No, power was 2 weeks ago.
Right,
right?
But love was last okay. week. Love was an 8 last week. This
Thank
week
you.
At 12 right. minutes. I'm out. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Okay.
Bye.
So
Bye.
I wanted to make sure, hey, what can I say? Transformative actions. I wanted to make sure, if you go back next to the archive, and the date was July 28th, 2014, and just type living in the yes, Reverend Deborah Johnson, July 28th, or whichever way. You know, Google don't even need much. Google just says, you say, living in the, do you mean Life Conversations Radio? And we live, it's, oh, my God. Anyway, but she talked about love. And I heard a definition of love in such a deep way. So, and I wrote it down. And She's not talking about the romantic love, the brotherly love. She's talking about the agape love, the agapeo love, the unconditional love. You've got to know let me rephrase that, because that's not true. That's what we say from a human perspective. Here it is. Thank you. Electra, get out of my head. When you are committed to living from a space of unconditional love, this is the kind of action you will take. So here we go. She defined agape love as a choice to stay unified and connected in spite of what I think I don't have in common. A choice to stay unified and connected in spite of what I think I don't have in common. Just let that sit for a minute. And think of people in your life, family members. Maybe your parents gave you away for adoption or loved you so much to say, I am committed to, is another way of looking at adoption, I'm committed to your spiritual journey that I'm going to pass you on to somebody else because you and I have made an agreement. And to keep you to myself would mean being out of spiritual integrity. So I want to support you to show up fully, to experience what you need to experience so that you may deliver your gift. So I'm going to pass you on to another family. I might pass you on to the system. Think of people, you look at politics. Look at different cultures, your supervisor, your neighbors, people that you just know you ain't got in common with. I ain't got in common with you. When I think about you, ooh, my stomach turns. And now, think of those people, that person, with this definition, a choice to stay unified and connected in spite of what I think I don't have in common with you. That's a higher call, I know. It calls you to go beyond, but what about my feelings? What about me? What about how I was treated? When we open ourselves up, sometimes I'm clear. I know I don't even need to say this, but maybe I do need to say it because I heard to say it, so I'm going to say it. Okay? That's it. I'm nuts. Sometimes it's not easy. It's a higher call. But when your soul is generated by love, you can step into your greatness. When your soul is powered by this love, it gets a little bit easier. So when you confront the person or the people, when you think of a group, when you think of whatever it is, anything that you judge that you think you have nothing in common with, something fills you from deep within you. Deep inside of you, that even while you're having a conversation that is uncomfortable, it's almost like there is this inner presence that's holding you up and saying, it's okay, just breathe, you can do it. Listen, no, don't defend. Listen, pay attention, breathe. Let them finish. I know, this is triggering stuff and you want to, ooh, but just breathe. And when you connect with your breath, you're able to hear them. And then when they finish and it's time for you to respond, take another breath. Because at that moment, you know you don't need to listen to your logical mind. You want to listen to a voice so deep inside of you And rather than just respond to what they said, you can say, you know what? Or something along the lines of, okay, I hear you. And when you say, I hear you, not just saying, I hear you, just to say, I hear you, it's because when you made yourself available to listen differently, you heard something else. Maybe you heard their pain. Maybe you heard their fears. Maybe you heard them even judging you. And you say, oh, now I understand why they've been acting like that. Now I understand why those people are saying this is the way it's got to be. Oh, and it's beyond a promise. I guarantee you, when you listen differently, when you're committed to unifying and connecting with somebody that you think you have something that you don't have something in common with somebody, and you know you don't have, you say you don't have anything in common with them, you will experience something. You will experience compassion. That's the work of a sacred activist. Sacred is coming from a place of heart-centeredness. It's allowing your heart to guide you. Some people might say that's too much. And if it's too much, so be it. But the ones who are willing to walk the walk, those who are willing to try it, do it. Sacred activism is a movement of the heart. It's the movement of the heart. Sometimes you do it from right where you are. You can speak to people's spirit. You don't even have to talk to them physically. You don't have to call them up. You don't have to go to where you can speak to their spirit. You speak to the best in them. And if you're not there and you want to say, oh, really? I can speak to their spirit? Oh, I've got some things to tell them. No. You know what? Actually, yeah, let me caution you. If you decide to speak to someone's spirit and spill all your pain, all your hate, all your judgment, blame to their spirit, I want to caution you. You only get to keep what you give away. And whatever you give will come back to you blessed and multiplied. It's the law. Because when you decide to express judgment, blame, or whatever it is, love, acceptance, beauty, first of all, that has to be generated inside of you. So you feel the impact of what you're about to send into the world. It's like when you want to give someone a gift, someone you love, someone you care about. If you're getting married and you get engaged, you want to give a ring. You want to tell somebody what they mean to you. You creating a surprise birthday party for somebody. There's so much excitement. You're so nervous and you're like, oh my God, I hope they like this. Oh, I can't do it. Sometimes people get so excited, like, I feel sick. This is just too much energy. So first of all, they are receiving the gift they're about to give. They haven't even given it yet. And the moments when the gift that you give is fully received, then you receive it, then that's another blessing. It's like, oh my God. And to see them receive it with gratitude, now you get to receive it again. And then when they tell somebody about the gift that you gave them, then you get to feel, awesome again. And then you did that. It's like, yeah, I did. Oh, you only get to keep what you give away. So when you speak to people's spirit, for goodness sake, speak love, speak life, speak beauty, speak truth. We're all on a journey, you know. We are all on a journey. And the thing that scared the most out of the – I was going to say something else, actually. But the mess, that's it. The thing that scared the mess out of us is that it's being seen. I'm going to take a call. I'm coming. Just stay with me here. I'm not going to go there. Just going to leave that alone. This thing that scares the mess out. Woo! Help me, Jesus! The thing that scares the mess out of us, that sometimes we don't want to do it, to really create transformative actions, it means being vulnerable. It means being authentic. It means being intimate. I'm going to say this, and while I'm saying this, or before I say it, 347-426-3346, press 1 on your keypad. If you're already listening, press 1, please. If you have anything to say, you want to join the conversation, you have a question, and you say, wait, I kind of feel you, but you need to break that down, brother man. 347-426-3346. Intimacy scares the mess out of us, and at the same time is what we all want. We want to be seen in our greatness. We want to be seen in our badness and still be loved. Something about intimacy. When you make a choice to be intimate with somebody, that means they get to see all of you, your mess and your message. Sometimes what happens is you connect with somebody intimately, and the part of you, that screen, if you will, gets to reflect their stuff. They see themselves in you, and all they can do is judge you based on how they judge themselves, what is being reflected back to them. And when I say them, I'm saying you too. When someone is intimate, and I mean intimate, I'm not just talking about a romantic relationship now. Let's get that real clear. Because really, that's really what we all want to connect intimately, to taste life. But when we connect intimately, the other person becomes a screen. They reflect to us the part of us that we love, the part of us that we're excited about, the part of us that we're just so at peace with, and the part of us we can't stand, the part of us we don't want to look at. So we judge what we see on the screen the same way we judge ourselves when we're with ourselves. But when you allow yourself to make a choice to unify and connect with the other in spite of what you don't have in common, you can make room for the screen, the projection, the story, the triggers, and the end result. And until you become the space for the spiritual qualities to be birthed through, you won't really know what it means. Now, not as a deficit, because there's some things that we believe, there's some things that we know intellectually, and there's some things that we just know. We just know it. There's so many places I can go with that, but I'll let you make up your own interpretation. You, as parents, you hear parents say, you know, now that I have a child, I look at the world differently. It's like something shifted in me. And that happens for fathers and that happens for mothers. Once you give birth, something shifts in you. Something happens. It's the same thing when you give birth. When you recognize that you are the incubator for the spiritual qualities, and through your relationships, you allow yourself to birth compassion. You allow yourself to birth love. You allow yourself to birth peace. Something will always shift in you. And you will never be the same. All right, let's take some calls. Woo-wee, is that the time? Lord Jesus, help me. let's take some calls. Actually, what we're going to do, let's see. I love calls, so let me just take calls. Let me go to Tanya. Oh, we got Tanya, we got Vander. Oh, excitement. Tanya, my dear sister friend, how are you being today?
I am good today. Hello, family. You just
plucked me in my head with a V8 moment. You know, I had been thinking I was loving unconditionally and all of that. And I realized maybe like I would say in June, I wasn't loving unconditionally until I like forgave truly my grandmother. And to me, that was an unconditional moment. Because I know I've talked to you about some of the issues me and her have had, but I really didn't like my grandmother. I didn't like her ways. And at the same token, I wasn't doing nothing but calling myself out too, because that's a judgment. And like you said, words, the last 2 weeks of my grandmother's life, she didn't speak. She didn't talk. Neither one we could didn't talk to each other, but it was still something there in her that I knew she understood me and I understood her, and I saw her strength. I always used to say, oh, my goodness, how can she be like that? And da-da-da-da-da-da. But at the same token, I'm just judging what's inside of me, too. Just like I used to say, you laugh all the time. See, we call ourselves out through what we had think is an issue with other people. Of course I would say, why are you laughing all the time? Because I was so broke inside and so hurt, you know, but why would I wish that on you? And I realized I just started loving unconditionally for the last month of really knowing what it's like. Because even as a parent, I mean, I love my kids, don't get it twisted, but I looked at how I was loving them with conditions, because as a mother, we always want a mother and a father, we always want the best for our children. And sometimes when they try to go the other way, which they think is the best for them, we try to, you know, deter them from doing that. Because we want them to do it our way.
That's right.
I just had to come to grips. We are not our children's only influence. We are not. And that's just the unconditional part. I mean, you have to forgive. And I never knew how important forgiveness was, but God showed me through my grandmother transitioning. Because you couldn't, I apologize. I used to apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry, or you would apologize to me. But deep down inside, I didn't really forgive you.
I can hear you now. I can hear you saying, I wish they would come back to me with that mess, because I apologize. I wish they would.
Oh, my goodness. My saying used to be, oh, I can show you better than I can tell you. But yes, who at the end, I mean, who are you hurting? You, like, that pain is still inside of you. And you bring it out on people that haven't done anything to you. Like I said, why do you laugh all the time, Sean? I don't want to laugh. But at the same token, that pain and hurt, my pain and hurt wasn't in you. The only thing you became was a vessel and a part of the village that helped me grow through it. So, I mean, I just want to thank you, you know, and I get it. You know, I didn't get it before. I just kept on. And God, I'm going to tell you, God, he always says he has to have a sense of humor, because I know I'm his image and I'm funny. He tests, he tests my courage. And if you think that you're changing and you still holding on to something, he will test that courage and put you in spots to see how you're going to come up off your tongue with it, or how you going to treat that person.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say, but thanks for the knock upside the head.
You're welcome. Sacred activism. That's what I'm here to do, to wake people up. Thank you, my sister. I love and appreciate you. I love how you show up in life.
I love you too, my brother.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the way. You know, I'm only reminding myself and you what is already there. And loving unconditionally ain't no joke. As my mentor, my spiritual midwife, Rhonda, I'm coming to you next. My spiritual midwife will always often remind us, when you make a commitment to love unconditionally, everything unlike unconditional love is going to be staring you back in your face. Going to be like, really? Because that desire, that intent, that willingness, making yourself available to love unconditionally, pushes up everything in you that has been blocking the flow of unconditional love, where you're holding back, as Tanya just said, where you're not forgiven, where you want to hold on to being right. And when it comes up, as you commit to being unconditionally loving, you got to unconditionally love yourself while your shift is rising to the top, about to hit the fan. Let me go to Germany, my dear sister. It's a beautiful life. How are you?
I am doing excellent, excellent. How are you today?
I am wonderful.
That's good. I just normally not do things on Mondays, quiet day and just my radio show things, but I just heard to tune in, and I'm glad I did, because my thing when you first came on and you were talking about how America has so much, and without having gratitude for what God has blessed America with, and I understood you very clearly, because I live in Germany where we don't get what you get in America. You know, we don't have that, those things that you have in America. You know, there's, if you can't pay your gas and electricity, we just get turned off. You can't go somewhere and say, look, I need something for this and that. You know, but I realize also all I've learned here in Germany, being here for so many years, empty out a lot of the things in me that I had as an American that no longer served my path that God would have me on. And so that's why I had to stay here and empty out and take in other things. And I believe that the whole world would be a better place if we all would take in a little bit from each other and learn from each other. So I wanted to really compliment you on bringing that up, because a lot of people don't bring up things like that because of the spoilness of Americans, and I'm going to say what the Germans say, and living on the surface. That's what it is. Because
I like
of those
that.
Things, you can't say anything to them, you see. You can't talk to them. But in Germany, we have talk. You know, we just say how we are feeling, you know. And it's so, so different. And I've learned a lot from being over here, and I see the country, how it has been really blessed because of the way we do things. You know, I have to go through the trash and put the paper over there. I have to put the plastic in another thing. I have to put the bottles, take them back to the store. I have to, you know, just so many things that you have to do. And it makes for prosperity. And so the country is, you know, it's more prosperous because everybody's in tune to making sure that we save this, reuse that, do that, you know. It's a lot of things that I didn't like when I first came, and I thought that they were crazy. But by being here and taking it on, my God, my life has changed, my ways, my attitude, and then along with my spiritual work that I had to do over here to be out of my environment, which I didn't understand then, that God was saying, we have to take you out of your environment because you won't be able to get it because you keep going back into the things of your environment. And so with all of that, I just want to say you're right. And the second thing is that Martin Luther King said it better, 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 better. Serve. Serving from the heart. Serve.
Yes.
Giving. You know, not waiting until somebody get big and then buy their song, or get big and then listen to their show. But, you know, give some time. Give some support. That's love.
That is love.
That's love. But we can support each other. Without somebody having to tell, or without somebody saying, oh, look who's on so-and-so show, I'm going to tune in. No, nobody has to be on there. Be intuitive enough to listen inside and follow the guidance. There's a lot of things that we can learn and grow through so that America won't have to go through the stuff. It's really getting to hear.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's looking hidden.
Yeah.
People are talking about.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to throw that out at you. And with the girl talking about the forgiveness, that is true. And I had said some time ago, it just came out that God would give us all experiences to teach us how to forgive.
Indeed. Indeed. Indeed.
So just want to say thank you. I got to tune in. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you for tuning in, for doing what you do and being an example of truth in action, because that's really what I'm talking about. Wherever we are, whatever we are, whatever we're doing, however we're showing up, is to really do the work. That's why we're here. And I know you have a show on Blog Talk Radio where you do shows to bring different people. We all have something that we have to give. We can't not even have to give. We came here to deliver it. We're like the mail person, mailman, mailwoman. We've got something to deliver. You can't keep saying, "Nah, I'm not ready yet." You're gonna have your house backed up with stuff. So thank you for delivering your message, my dear.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, Celeste. I am so appreciative of you coming forth and telling us things that we all need to hear, and like the girl said, the knock upside the head, or the tap on the heart, you know, or the tapping on the mind, or whatever. As long as somebody says, "Oh my goodness, yeah, that just shook me," or "That made me think about something," or "I have to think about what I'm thinking about a little bit more," you know, and things like that, and I have to put forth a little bit more effort to be the love that I want to see, the love I want to feel, the love I want to have, you know, the love I want to experience within myself first. And so these are things that we all can do, one another, to another, and to another. Okay?
And when we do that, we know that life is so beautiful.
Yes,
thank you, my sister.
God bless you.
And you too. Peace and blessings. Life is so beautiful. This is Vanda Guzman. Life is so beautiful. Life is so beautiful, y'all. Did I just say y'all? I did. I always say, y'all, life is so beautiful, y'all. I know that's right. When you give your all, they all, about to start church. You better stop, Vanda. You better stop me now. You said, no, play it all. I know that's right. Give your all. If you want to find out about my dear sister, Vanda Guzman, her virtual home is Vanda, website address, VandaGuzman. And, of course, if you're in an English-speaking country, you have to translate the website. Woo, let me bring on Celeste, because I am just so full of myself. I can't stop but give from the overflow. So much that I'm feeling. Celeste, rescue me. Get me in the towel. Wipe my brow.
Go ahead, man.
Telling Celeste to wipe his brow. Oh, man, what's wrong with him? Like, she's his servant. She knows better than that. Go sit your hip down somewhere. Celeste, don't mind servant. Especially what?
Especially if he knows Celeste. Child, please.
I know that's right. No, especially if you know Celeste off the radio.
Bert, whose name is Sean. In case anybody is wondering, who is this Sean they're talking about? If you know me from the radio, you know me as Celeste. But as my family and friends call in, you'll hear them talking about Sean. And I didn't do it when Sean comes up. Okay.
but you know, I'm going to say this, not in your defense, but in truth,
all right,
that who you are when you're off radio is still you. And now how I or you may choose to define Sean, we all have a Sean in us. You know, when we all got stuff that we're trying to hide. I talked about intimacy earlier. You know, that's why we don't really want to do it, because we're afraid that our shift will be revealed, and we're not really happy with our shift. But the spiritual activism, sacred activism, is about letting your shift hang out. You know, Martin Luther King Jr., Mandela, all the people, you know. So I can go on and on. I keep saying that because they resonate with me. Even the ones that are still alive, the Oprah Winfrey. Some people still judge the Oprah Winfreys. What's the president's name again? Barack Obama? You know, it's the worst president that ever lived. You know, but what I'm saying is the people who serve, they still got stuff they're moving through. And that's what makes it so beautiful, the fact that you have shift going on in your life and you can still serve. If your life is perfect and is in order and you have nothing and you just like there's nothing you need, want, and you just walk in the water, ain't nobody going to take you too seriously. It's like, oh, you know, they're enlightened. It's kind of like your guide. You know, when your guides give you an answer, you know, you'd be like, yeah, they're spiritual beings. I have to listen. They see, yeah, of course. But living on this planet, I want each and every one of you to think, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it. Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all need to listen. Watch this. The fact that you're on this planet, I want you to see yourself as a spiritual warrior. I mean, this is like a newborn coming through the birth canal. It's painful sometimes. Okay, Celeste, we got to do. Ooh wee! Is that the time?
Yes, that's
okay,
the time.
We got to slow this man down. Just shut me up, please. Just shut me up. Shut me up.
Oh, never that.
Take some.
Never that. I'm just going to say that both you and Vonda are angels, because you know that angels are messengers of God. Y'all rock. Yeah, and it's also, it is Barack Obama's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday.
Stop
it. Don't stop me off. I'm going to just leave you. Okay, I'm gonna yield to Celeste because she got something to say. And whatever she does, I do not approve that message. Oh, yes, I do. I got my girls back. I'm there for you, Celeste. Whatever you want to say, I got you, boo.
I got you so much as the head of Life Conversations Radio. It is my pleasure. Well, you are the president of Life Conversations Radio Network. It's my pleasure to let them know what's moving and shaking. We've got some great stuff coming up. I want them to know other places they can find you. So you go get your tea and let me have the studio all by myself.
You got it. For a few minutes.
Okay. Thanks. Good afternoon, family. So happy to be with you today. And I want to let you know about next week's Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. He will be joined by Dr. Grant Crooley, who is a chiropractor, a nutritionist, a life guide, and a sensei of Japanese sword and meditation. Join the both of them as they have a great conversation about getting you into alignment with the universal good in your life at 12 p.m. Eastern next Monday on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. And if you just can't get enough of Life Coach A Day, you make sure you join him on Tuesday mornings at his other home on 12radio.com at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. Yeah, get a little zest in your step when you join him on Transformational Tuesdays. And then make sure you come back here for Living in a Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She is going to be breaking down wholeness at 9 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday night on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And then make sure you join Ambassa Severa on the Play Experience, passionately loving and appreciating you. She's going to have more stories about the land down under, known as Australia, and she'll be airing more of her fabulous conversation with the Aboriginal singing group, the Sapphires. And I love them. You can watch their story on Netflix, and you can hear their true life story through their own voice.
where a bell going to break down, how strong is your sound? So make sure you join on Barfa. That is going to be a phenomenal show. And then finally, you know, I'll be keeping you company every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Celestial Show. And this week's show is Change Your Story, Change Your Life. I'll be pulling tarot cards, too. So don't forget to join me. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more information about these shows. And remember, when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's what it's about. Being the change you want to see. Downloading the spiritual qualities. It's the feminine energy of life. It's both. But, you know, here's another way to look at it from your mind's perspective. You know, being a sacred activist. Sacred activism is about connecting with the feminine energy. You become the masculine energy. And when both come together, you give birth to a new reality. We are all here to birth a new reality. And Celeste is right here to support you. That in the now, pay attention to the spiritual weather report, which we call Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello. Welcome back, Celeste. Welcome back. Let's welcome back Celeste Morgan.
It's great to be back. And I'm so happy to do the spiritual weather report on Barack Obama's birthday. It is the perfect number for him, too, and all of us. Do we have any magicians in the house? Let's get ready. I know, right? Here it goes. Good afternoon, family. I'm back. It's Celeste, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. This week, we are all invited to step into the Lionsgate portal to increase our vibration on Friday, August 8th. Then on Sunday, you get to release what is not serving you with the full moon in Aquarius. The energy of the day is 1, fresh starts and new beginnings, because, you know, some journeys have more than one path. Thank you, Spirit Guide. The number 1 and the sign of Leo are both ruled by the sun. When we find ourselves on shaky ground, we go to the root and settle down through our first chakra. The first card in medicine cards is the eagle. And the eagle has the power of great spirit and a connection to the earth and the divine. The number 1 also shows up as the magician in tarot cards. And the leading man or woman of tarot is astrologically connected to Mercury, the planet of communications and speech. As a magician, how are you transforming your actions? What kind of spells are you creating? For the everyday goddess, the magician's prayer is, give me guidance for seeing the infinite world behind my eyes. Now, more than ever, the time is right to look at things with clear eyes and loving speech so that delicious, fresh perspectives are revealed. So with this magician energy, we have a chance to prepare. All the tools we need are before us when we stay aware. The magician reminds that we can create out of thin air and manifest our deepest desires. So trust yourself. Slow down. Stay mindful. And don't be afraid to share your magic. All is well. And that's the story of 1, told through the magician card in tarot. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Perfect number, perfect celestial moment for a day when we start talking about transformative actions. Isn't it? Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Mm-hmm. Life is a story. We're living out a story that has already been written and is still being written. Every time someone is born, you get to be included in that story. Every time you wake up, you get to be included in that story. Woo! This book is never going to stop. It's just one after the other. So much. I just want to welcome all of you that are listening. Thank you for being here. And I want you to get and understand and really get this, that we're co-producing, co-hosting the show. We're creating this together. I'm grateful for the love. I understand your presence is activating what you get to hear. Sometimes I don't even know why I say some things. And then I hear listeners saying, you know, when you were saying so-and-so, I knew you were talking to me. I knew it. So your presence here is activating a shift in the planet. Just even now, you are being part of a sacred action. And we're creating together. And now we take that and multiply that energy by putting it into action and keep it going and keep it going. And we got to know when to just stop and slow down. Vonda brought something to our awareness earlier, the surface living. You know, we all must go deeper. That's the call. We hear stories about people when they're on their dying bed. They don't focus on the so-called surface things. They focus on the love they express or the love they missed out on. True living is living from a space and a place of deep, deep
when you know that you loved, when you know that you were loved, when you know that you allow yourself to feel, that's true living. Okay.
Woo! Are you ready?
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you are ready to wrap up the show, but I guess you're not.
No. We have questions, and there is something that I would really love to hear your feedback about. So we're going to start with, anonymously, of course, a Facebook status update.
Oh, okay. Ooh, we want to have a Facebook conversation. Hold on 1 second. Let me drink some water.
You won't need it.
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay, great.
I'm ready. Bring it.
Okay.
I'm a mess.
Yes, the messenger with the mess. Here we go. I want to fall in love once in my life. Few impress me much. I've willingly broken my own heart many times because I give all when I'm interested, and I've broken a few by ending what I knew wasn't right. But I've never been in love. Very occasionally, feel momentary self-pity. Then I think of the broken hearts and inexplicable pain in Gaza and everywhere else there is sudden death, chaos, and injustice in this world. Then I feel foolish, but regrounded. Both thoughts make me think, I need to get out of here, and I need to make money, I think. Let me post a status update about the injustice. Wait, no, that might affect my money. I need to get out of here.
That's what I call thinking out loud. Ain't that the truth? So many of us can relate to that. It's the human journey. It's the human experience. We want to love. We want to know love. We want to be loved. And the human mind sometimes would say, oh, stop it. Stop whining. There's some people who are more in pain. True. But that's all part of it. I love the fact where the person said, they wanted to post this as a status update, and they think, let me post a status about it. Just wait, no, that might affect my money. choose you this day who you're going to serve. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. What does it mean to fall in love? I have my own meaning. I have my own definition, of course. What does it mean to really fall in love? This question, this thought out loud, this thinking out loud, it's for us all, because that's the struggle sometimes. And I'll say this. As we use things that go on in the world to measure what we should be feeling or not feel, understand that that's part of the story. I emphasize should, because we do this. Like, well, you know, let me not do that. And I talked about, you know, in this country, in America, in the Western world, we got so much that we don't even know we got so much until part of the so much start to disappear. Vonda was telling us how the whole thing about surface living. So it helps to bring us in perspective when we just, once again, zoom out. Say, well, you know, here I am. Sometimes we're whining. And sometimes while we whine, we can let the whining sit and let it age. We get to have a taste of life. So if there is a desire, so in that moment, this person said, well, then I think of all the injustice going on in the world. It brings me back to, stop being petty or whatever, foolish. Yeah. And at the same time, there's also a deep call to love, a deep call to be loved. I wrote something down that came to me on Saturday night. And if it's not grammatically correct, bear with me, because I just wrote it as it came to me. Where is it? Right here. And so I think I read this over to check for typo. I'm just going to share this because this is the truth. This is what I hear in this conversation. You know, the desire to think about money, to the deeper wanting, if you will, to have a balanced life. I see that as a call for love. A call for love, a call to love. So here's the thing that came to me, a thought. The need and desire to be loved. No, the need and desire to be loved and love is so strong that humans will risk everything to feel loved and to love. Love is a deep hunger to connect. Don't underestimate the power of love. Resist it and you will be miserable. Allow its presence. Allowing its presence will change your life for the better. For me, when I read it, I hear a call to be loved. I hear a call to love. So the call to be loved was, I want to love. I want to fall in love. The desire, the need to love is to think of what other people are going through. And then when that gets too much sometimes, because it's too much, it's like, let me just stop. Let me think about my money. Let me get in the surface for a little bit. Because we don't want to overdo things. Life is about finding balance. It's a tightrope. We all have a need to be loved. It is our nature. We know what it's like when we were infants. And if we don't know intellectually, there was something in us that a mother's love, a mother's hug, a father's love, a father's presence made us feel like we belong. Made us feel that we are connected, that we're united. And we must acknowledge the part of us that wants to love deeply. And yes, when you open yourself up to be loved, your heart will break. Are you willing to break your heart for love? Are you willing to have your heart broken for love? Are you willing to lose everything for love? I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm talking about love that goes beyond that. The love that's such a deep foundation that keeps your root healthy, nourished. That no matter what happens in the world, you are grounded. You are flexible. You can move. And understand that when you're deeply rooted in love, in the spiritual qualities, you won't have to worry about your money. You will remember that you are your money. Money is energy, you are energy, and when your root goes deep into love, you get to resource yourself because you make yourself available for the source. You're connected to the source of life. I love that. A heart expression. Yeah, sometimes some of us have a thick crust around our heart because we don't want to be betrayed. And the spiritual qualities will open you up. Sometimes you live every day like, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen, but I can't help but be of service. When you open yourself, when you make yourself available to serve, that act of service powers your life. That's what I hear. That's what I hear. We need each other. We need each other. I think I got time for one more question, but I just want to acknowledge you, those of you that I recognize that are listening, Tanya, Crystal, Monica, Fonda, Electra, Jackie, New Jace, silent listeners, disguised as guests, we're never disconnected, so just know that. that's a little hint to Celeste. But I think we've got time for one more question, do we? Do you think we've got time? Because you know me. Yeah, we do, because I say so.
Ooh,
we do.
This is a good one. Yeah, we got. Well, you can handle this. You're going to box with this. It's going to be cool.
We're going to box with it? Come on.
just a little bit. Dear Life Coach Today, I hear a lot of New Thought people and pagan people talking about karma being a bitch when they feel like they've been wronged. Could that be true if the event is really a catalyst to get them to their next level? How do you feel about karma?
Good. I'm glad you asked me what I feel about it. Karma is cause and effect, period. You cause it, you get to experience the effect. You plant the seed, you get to reap what you plant. You get to reap what you sow. What you give comes back to you. You only get to keep what you give away. And of course, we do need, you know, it's a beautiful thing that what we plant, sometimes we're not always conscious. Using Vanda's example again, she's talking about, you know, she's got to think of when she's getting rid of the trash, the bottles go here, the plastic go here. Those are the kind of things that keep us aware. Even if we're told, you know, the company who says they recycle or not really recycling, you can miss the message and keep saying, oh, that's just ridiculous. And I just wait until we stop funding them. Well, yes, you need to do something about that. We need to do something about that. But more importantly, your act, your actions of being more aware of the planet, of being conscious of your trash, your rubbish, your junk. Nobody can take that away from you. Only you can give that away. So your action, the things that you put out there, even when you're not aware or when you're aware, will come back to you. So, you know, people think karma's a bitch. So be it. Why would I take that away from them? They're talking, I mean, so be it. Because if I had their experience, I might say the same thing. Depending on my spiritual beliefs, depending on my religious beliefs, you know. What I know that energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. And every action that is expressed, if the action is not the highest and best, that action will continue to come back until it is expressed with a deep, from a deep place, from a higher vibration. That's why the world looks the way it looks. How many churches do we have in Georgia? How many churches do we have in the world? How many temples? How many mosques? How many spiritual centers? How many gatherings about God, about truth? About how many people are meditating right now for peace? How many people are praying for peace? And then some would say, but the world is still jacked up. It ain't jacked up. It means that there's some energy that has just been lingering, and every day we need to keep doing our spiritual work so that we can bring light to what seems heavy, so we can all experience life with a heart that's as light as a feather. I'm at a place where I'm beginning to think, you know, people talk about the fifth dimensions, not an expert on it. I do have an inner experience of that energetic space. But I'm beginning, I mean, not beginning, because it's been a while. I don't talk about it often. Well, maybe I do in a different way. But anyway, get to the point, man. Jesus, just get to the point. That this place called Earth, it's like a class, it's a school, and the experience, this is the point I'm trying to get to, is everything that is going on Earth, it's needed for each soul to experience so that the soul, the individual souls, can grow and expand and evolve to the next level, to the next dimension. Some people say to go back and reunite with God. Who knows? Maybe to expand and evolve to be God, to be good, to be pure awareness. But sometimes I feel like, you know, there's even another, when I'm in my space of just really going out there and thinking, maybe there's another place that's a lot more challenging than this Earth, where no matter how much, I don't want to put that out there. I'll let you do your own thing.
Then maybe there's another place that's a little bit more dense. That's what I'm going to say. I'll put it that way. And this earth, as we know it, is a graduation from another dimension. And there was another dimension before that. Just think about it. You know? So whatever we call karma, it doesn't matter. How aware are you about your actions? Are you aware about who you really are? Are you aware about your actions? Are you aware of your actions? Are you aware that you're a sacred activist? Are you adding to the people in your life, or are you taking away? Do you bring fresh air, or do you bring the stank? When you show up, the people go, oh, what's that smell? Oh, okay. Maybe you need to stop smoking. Ooh, did I do that? Did I say that? No, I said what I heard. Be responsible for the energy you bring to the space. I'm responsible, and I'm ready to release the show. Sacred activism. Oh, I am so grateful. I want to remind you, behind the silliness, behind the laughter, there is a deep love. There's a deep intent for integration. To remind myself, to remind everybody, to remind ourselves that we truly are one. And we need each other. I know we've got some more questions, Celeste, but ain't nobody got time for that. If what I said so far ain't answering your question, you ain't listening. Okay, stop it. I'm being silly.
Oh, my gosh. You know. No, don't you dare stop. It's beautiful. And you know what? You're going to take all of this fire and bring it to you on 12radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. So everybody on the phone lines and folks in the chat room, make sure you join him at 10 a.m. Eastern, because you know it's only going to get bigger. He's only going to get crazier as the day goes. He's going to have to download all of that.
Well, and you know, tomorrow's show on 12Radio, 12Radio.com, it's an hour. So,
right.
See, this is kind of like, see, this show on Life Conversations Radio is like giving you breakfast, and then when wait till lunchtime and serve you lunchtime, and then serve you dinner and snacks in between.
Right.
See, tomorrow's show is a power punch. It's a smoothie. I get to ram it all in, like, woo! When you finish, you'll be like, whoa, wait a minute. I need to meditate. I don't even know what that is, but I need to sit still. Yes. Soul food for your consciousness. Ah, Celeste, thank you. I appreciate you for all you do on air and off air, and all the times I bug you because sometimes I need to, and sometimes you look at me and you're just like, yeah, you know when you say, man, you're so cute. I know what you're really saying. You're like, Negro, get off my back. Ooh, Troy, calm down. Calm down, Troy. Calm down. Jeez, Negro.
Man, you are a mess. And we all love you, Life Coach, today. We surely do. I hope you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. I feel the love. You allow me to share my mess, and y'all still love me. Ooh, I thank Jesus for y'all. Y'all just a blessing. Anyway, let me get out of here.
Please.
Celeste, thank you very much. Thank you. Listeners, I love you. I love you. I thank God for you. And I'm blessing you right where you are right now. I'm standing with you. I'm standing for your transformation. I'm standing that you will connect with your gift, your reason for being, your why. Why do you wake up in the morning? Why are you on this planet? I'm standing with you. That years and years and years later, people will be quoting you. They might even be inspired to start a book club or a religion. Don't get in your head about it. It's all good. because love never dies. And when you live life fully, you will never die. You will always be alive because people will be sharing your life. They'll be sharing your story. Let's remember, we are more than enough. It's time to step it up a notch or two and start a movement of the heart, sacred activism. We are more than enough. Troy Horn, TroyHorn.com is where you can find him. Troy, TroyHorne.com. Thank you for allowing me the space to share. To share my truth, how I see the world, what I have to say. Thank you for helping me heal the story of the past or stories when I was told, you talk too much. That's true. That's because I have something to say. And you guys stand with me for me to heal that. You do. Don't forget it. Peace and blessings. When love touched your heart for the first time, would you want?
The 5 minutes of holding him closer be more than enough, more than enough. Hey, more than enough. Oh. When circumstance, very little happenstance to you. Look behind and find in each and every line. Love was on time. Hey, hey, hey. So many people sleep walk through the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. I started laughing so hard that I cried, cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrived. When I thought about the way that I felt when love touched my heart for the first time, I didn't need a do-over with a little more stuff. Cause I found that each time I could tell them I loved them was more than enough.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.